Welcome to Nutmeg Junction. This is Ilana Hunter. What had originally been a character for a tabletop role-playing game, we have turned into a fully-fledged story. What do you think would happen if a dragon were to become a boring old human and have to deal with suddenly being weak and having no powers? That question became the show you are about to listen to. This is Level 1 Human.
Level 1 Human is taped before a live studio audience.
No, Lars, it isn't.
No?
Not a bit.
Darn.
Previously on Level 1 Human, our lawful adventurers broke Polanus out of jail.
Okay, Polanus will free you, but you need to find a new town to stay in.
Oh, of course. Let's just go back to the inn and I'll get my belongings.
No time.
But my trinkets and gewgaws.
You don't need them. You can start over. Reinvent yourself.
What the heck is a gewgaw?
They battled some pixies.
Fifi, you can talk.
Why does she think I'm a pet? How come you guys get to be people?
Then they took a rest at...
Welcome to Hobgoblin Hal's Enchanted Forest Rest Stop. I'm Hal. How can I help you folks? We've got everything here.
Do you have any fresh bandages?
We don't have those.
Oh, these keychains are adorable.
Had found that Rodan had been by.
That's not just any pixie. That's their queen.
And that's Rodan's knife.
And now, on to Level 1 Human, Episode 4. It's called Strategy.
At least now we know Rodan passed by here. Why would he do this?
He must have had a good reason. He wouldn't have done this otherwise. He's stubborn, not evil.
Well, those pixies were attacking people. Maybe he thought this would be a good way to fight back?
What's next along this route?
According to the map, Anvil Fell, Dwarven City of Blacksmithing.
Well, I've found his tracks, and they're definitely going that way.
So, your boyfriend likes killing pixie queens, eh?
He's not my boyfriend!
Are you sure about that?
Egan.
Shut up.
Shut up.
We're almost there. I can see someone waving.
Is it just me, or are they getting closer?
They seem very excited to welcome us into town.
Wait. They're not running to welcome us. They're running away from something.
Leave! Don't come this way!
What's wrong? Are you all right?
There are demons attacking people in the streets. Most of us have fled to the woods, but there are still citizens trapped inside the city's walls.
Hear ye, hear ye. Everything is higgly-piggly, and there are Venko demons everywhere. Run!
We're here to help.
Are we?
Oh, thank you! Thank you! You're an angel!
It's just one thing after another.
Are we sure we want to-
Yes! Demons are my order's arch-enemies. It is my duty to destroy any evil I come across. Venko demons are particularly nasty.
Okay, angel. Do you have a plan?
Well-
One that isn't just run in and kill any demons, you see? Something with strategy?
Let's get a little closer. We need more information.
Oh dear, Someone's up ahead.
A hunting I will do to eat some face to you. You there, freeze! Prepare to be impaled and consumed.
Oh dear, I am discovered. And even worse, your song is most dreadful.
Oh? Listen, bub. I don't know who you are or what you're doing out here in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my name is Polanus, and I am but a humble bard. Please, little goblin, I would not make a good meal at all.
Oh yeah? I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, please, I was just at that dwarven city, and it was full of screaming people. And screaming people are just never in the mood for the kind of music a bard like myself is likely to perform. Oh, and demons. Nasty-looking Venko demons. And if there is one thing I cannot stand is Venko demons. I understand that they are quite opposed to lilac.
You talk a lot. And you say that you're humble, but you're rather rude. You criticized my song, and then you tried to weasel your way out of being my meal? You've got some nerve, bub.
Perhaps I can help you.
Yeah, you can get into my cooking pot and shut your insufferable trap.
Insufferable? Eating people that are willing to help you with your difficulties is rather short-sighted, is it not?
Well, all right, I'll bite. How can you help?
Well, first, I could teach you to forage for edible vegetation. I've done so for years with most splendid success.
Hard pass. I don't eat it unless it's got a face.
And secondly...
Yes?
I could help you write a better song?
You mean a better hunting song? Something to sing while I'm hunting?
That is exactly what I mean. You want your meal to be enticed by the option of being consumed, rather than forced. Much more pleasant for everyone.
Nah, I'll just eat you raw.
Oh dear.
Where's me knife?
Oh creatures that have got a face, oh won't you get in mine? I only want to have a taste, oh please do get in line.
That's dreadful, but I like it.
You never have to wake again or wash another dish.
I will take all your cares away and void your every wish.
Dad, you've got it.
Oh, creatures that have got a face, what are your tasty parts?
I wonder if it is your brains or eyes or tongues or hearts.
I'll make a predator out of you yet.
Oh, creatures that have got a face, you'll be my bestest friend. My tummy, it will keep you warm right up until the end. Oh, creatures with your tasty face, you'll be my ham and eggs. There's nothing that can save me now.
Ugh.
No, don't fall in your trap.
You tricked me into my own trap. How dare you?
I did. It wasn't on purpose. Just a spot of bad luck, I guess. I am but a humble bard.
Polanus, I'll get you for this. I'll find you someday, and then you'll see. I'll eat you from the toes up. Do you hear me, Polanus? I am Tango the Horde, and I will destroy you.
So creepy. The streets are completely deserted.
It looks like something destroyed that roof. And that one. And that one. Oh, gods!
It's hard to track anything. There's demonic energy all over the place.
Yes, that's all great. Are we all seeing that giant beam of red light? Or is it just me?
Wow. That's definitely the center of the problem. I've only heard it in stories, but it looks like a plane portal was opened.
A plane portal?
There are doorways into different planes all over the world. This one seems connected to a demonic realm. I didn't know there was one here. My order guards all the active plane portals currently known. I guess this one is Venko flavored.
So what do we do? Do we need to get backup from your order?
Nope. I have my certificate and everything.
Ooh, a certificate. How can I join the Goody Two-Shoes Club?
I didn't choose to join. I was left at their temple as an infant. They raised me.
Right, so I have to wear a diaper first.
Well, you are a big baby.
Moxie, Egan, I'll cut you if you don't drop it. Lars, what do we need to do?
If we can figure out how the doorway was opened, I might be able to close it. The good news is that we don't have to kill every Venko demon we see.
Aww.
All we have to do is sever their connection to the Venko demon realm, and they'll be destroyed.
That's much easier. Okay, how do we get to the portal without being attacked?
I have invoke invisibility, but it doesn't last very long. We'd have to run for it.
Okay, we can do it. If it fails halfway, I have my sword.
The lousy sword going to do against a fully grown demon?
It's enchanted to be deadly towards demonic beings.
Why didn't you mention this earlier?
It hadn't come up. We haven't fought any demons yet.
Hello? Are we doing this?
Yes. Yes, go for it.
Oh, also, we won't be able to see each other, so everyone hold hands.
Ugh.
Invoke invisibility!
Run! We're almost there. The portal is coming from that building.
Is that a museum?
Looks like it. We've got three demons guarding the front. Any ideas?
None that involve them not seeing us.
Hi.
Oops.
Zinnia, why did you drop the invisibility?
I didn't! I told you the spell didn't last very long.
These guys are even uglier than that dragon was.
Oh, that's very rude.
Okay, one for each of us, yeah?
I can help.
How?
I don't know. Stupid human body with stupid flimsy bones and stupid magic.
Hey, you idiot! Have a taste of potent poison!
Did you say rodent poison? You shouldn't be carrying that around.
Hey, buddy, I'm gonna need you to move out of the way.
I'll smash you to pieces.
Zinnia, look out!
Phantom punch! Mine is almost down. Lars, hold out your sword! Sharpen strike! That should help with aiming.
Thanks. Be gone, beast!
It's an angeling, our archenemy!
See? He knows it too.
Get back here. I'll take you out.
You're not my type. Blasting brew!
Egan, move! I can't get a clear shot!
I'm trying to...
It's Rep Egan!
Puny little human.
How dare you!
Arcane arrow!
Oh, that was unpleasant.
Egan, we need to teach you how to fight. This is getting ridiculous. I got Lars. You go help Moxie.
How?
You'll think of something. Lars, duck!
Why? Oh, okay.
Dizzying dust!
Whoa. I hate vertigo.
There, he's vulnerable. Okay, only one left.
I have you cornered, little mouse.
Hey, you!
Huh? You think throwing rocks is going to stop me?
It's too late. You've lost. Surrender now and I might just let you live.
Missed me. Hey, where'd the mouse go?
Over here, stupid! Corrosive concoction!
No, it burns!
Everyone inside before more show up! Hurry! Right, now what?
We go in and close the portal, right? Sounds easy.
I find it unlikely that they won't have someone guarding it. And it won't be easy to close. It's not like a tavern door. More of a metaphorical door.
Well, why can't we metaphorically close it?
No, it's not a... It's more of a tear between planes. Something was acting as an anchor or a lock for the door. An object of some kind that was destroyed.
Must have been very old if it wasn't a museum.
So what can we do?
If we can find a different object... I can recite the incantation to make a new anchor.
Well, we're in a museum. Take your pick!
I do know that if you're making a portal, the object has to be magic in nature.
How do you know that?
Remember I said I had pixie blood? Magic runs in the family. I've been taught some things.
Hmm. Ah, here! I'll use my medallion, my holy symbol, as the new anchor.
Wait, isn't that like your member's badge in the order? What happens if you lose that?
I don't know. I assume I can get a new one. It makes sense to use the order symbol to destroy demons. Poetic justice!
At least that's some sort of plan.
Let's go. The longer we wait, the more damage they can do.
This place is creepy. Especially those portraits over there.
Hey, Egan! That one kind of looks like you.
I'm much better looking.
Not really. Is that your dad or something?
I never knew my father.
He went out for a pack of smokes and never came back?
Guys?
Whoa! Moxie, you're right. That's uncanny.
Guys?
I suppose there is some resemblance.
Guys!
What?
That door is glowing.
I suppose in this case, the room with the ominous red glow is the one we want.
Onwards!
Lars, wait! We should be careful.
I'm taking initiative!
It's very rude not to knock.
Whoa! That demon is much bigger than the other ones.
Well, well, well. What have we got here? A celestial? An elf? Erratus.
Finally! Someone gets it right.
Whatever you are with the golden eyes.
They're just a human.
Oh yes, very human. 100% real grade A human.
Right.
So sorry to intrude. We'll be on our way. Let's leave right now. Let's go.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm here to put an end to you and your evil ways.
You should listen to your little friend.
We can't back out now that we're so close. The people of Anvilfell need our help.
Is he always like this?
Yes.
Okay, just like we planned it. Attack!
Plan?
Just go with it.
Lars, did you just lie?
It's called strategy.
Are you guys seriously going to attack me?
No.
No?
No.
Hello?
Oh, are you still here?
Yes, you're not in this conversation.
Lars, I'm almost proud of you for that. You're not such a goody after all.
Yes, dude. Pretty sweet.
You think so?
No!
Jeez.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Do you want destruction? Ah!
Lars! You demonic demon!
It's called strategy.
Arcane acid!
What about a plan?
No plan, just chaos!
Oh, God.
Now that's something we can agree on. Dizzying gas!
That's not going to have an effect on... holy cow! What in that stuff?
Lilac.
Oh, lilac! Ah, logic! Oh, my head. Demonic breath.
He blew it back at us. Actually, is this stuff flammable?
Can you wait to make an explosion until the gas isn't surrounding us?
Fine. You're no fun.
Lars, start the incantation. We'll hold him off. Blasting breeze! This is the stupidest fight I've ever been a part of. We're just blowing incense at each other.
Oh, I've got this dagger.
That'll never hit him.
I don't need it to. I just need to hit that metal case.
I can't be harmed by fire. Duh. Demon. But I can be harmed by that incantation. And I bet being stabbed is a great distraction.
Blaring beams! Lars, why did you stop?
I'm bad at multitasking! I have to start all over!
Sizzling slime!
Egan, do something!
I am! I'm providing commentary.
Egan!
Okay. The chandelier is about to fall down anyway.
Do it. Hey, deviled ham, over here.
Yeah, I heard you. You want me to step over there.
Over where?
There.
Can you show us?
Forget it. He's too smart for us.
I am. I'm not going to step under there.
Under where?
He's afraid.
Or not.
Oh, he totally is.
You are all really annoying.
Can't quite reach.
Oh? Tactical teleportation!
Wait. There!
Why do they make chandeliers so sharp?
Lox, chant faster!
Sudden swiftness!
Attaboy!
Well, he sounds like a chipmunk. Oh, wait.
Well, that head came off cleanly.
That was a little overkill.
You dropped a chandelier on him, but what I did was overkill?
Okay, Lars, you should put your medallion down very carefully. Lars!
Okay.
Hello?
Huh?
Is it over? Is it safe to come out?
How long have you been behind that cabinet? Who are you?
I'm Fredsaw. I'm the curator of the Anvil Fell Artifacts Museum. Thank you so much for saving us. I swear we had no idea that any of these objects were still active.
I will be leaving quite a scathing review.
How did this happen? Did it just activate on its own?
No, I was making my rounds last night and I caught someone in here. He seemed like he was losing it. Said something about wanting to create chaos, and he smashed the artifact.
Uh-oh.
What did he look like?
A high elf, dressed in dark clothes. He had a couple of scars on his face.
Shoot.
What's wrong?
I think that's the guy we're looking for.
Well, maybe not. There's plenty of rogue high elves with scars on their faces, right?
The scars? Were they on his chin and right cheek?
Yes.
Ah.
This doesn't make any sense.
Moxie?
This isn't like him. None of this. It can't be him.
Well, it is. This confirms it. Something is wrong with him.
Are you sure about that? Maybe he's always been this evil. I mean, he could even maybe have the ability to put a curse on someone. For no reason at all.
No, there has to be a reason.
There is. He's evil.
I've had enough of you.
Moxie.
Whoa, wait.
Moxie, I've got you.
I've had enough out of you. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know him.
Whatever.
You're nothing but a worthless twerp. You're so lucky Lars is here to stop me.
Moxie, put it down.
Apologize.
For what?
Egan, sometimes it's better to just...
Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mox, I've got you.
Well, we need to catch up with him and fast. Whatever is happening is getting worse. Did you happen to see what direction he went in?
Yeah, about that. I saw him. He left down the road to Fennekwiki, but I don't know why. That place has been in ruins for years.
I think we've given up on asking why at this point.
Thank you for the information. We would stay to help you clean up and rebuild, but we really must be going. Apparently, we're in a time crunch.
Okay, let's go.
But no one will hear of my glorious victory!
I'm sure this nice curator will tell everyone about it. Come on!
You may wish to be careful with that medallion. It's the new door to the demon realm.
What?
But more importantly, who is that portrait of? In the hallway.
Egan!
Ah, never mind. Have a lovely day. We'll be right back.
know where they'll like me. I'll go to Fenikwiki. I heard they're rebuilding. Oh, there I'll be the toast of the town.
Fenikwiki? I'm going there, too. Mind if I join you?
Of course not. The more the merrier, hm?
Wonderful. Why did you stop whistling?
Well, now that I'm no longer compelled to constantly whistle, I'm afraid I'll be sticking to instrumentals for a while.
Ugh. I think I'd rather you go back to being cursed. How about we fix that,
Oh dear.
This has been Level 1 Human, Episode 4. It's called Strategy. Level 1 Human was performed by Devin Richtmeyer as Moxie, James Myron as Egan, Clark Eileen Atkinson as Zinnia, Matt Griffiths as Lars, Jason Kulas as Rodan, Kurt Boucher as Polanis. Also featuring the voices of Humphrey Ralston, Jeff Savage, J. Timothy Quirk, Paul Sterrybrat, J.B. Siegel, R.A. Reynolds, Alana Hunter, and Nicole Boucher. Story conceived by Alana Hunter. Written, directed, and produced by Alana Hunter and Kurt Boucher. Additional writing by Jennifer Hunter and A.J. Lynn. Music by Raymond Boucher and Kurt Boucher. Additional music by Wendy Sheridan of Music for the Goddess. I'm your narrator, J. Timothy Quirk. Thank you for listening to Nutmeg Junction, and may all your journeys bring you back to a happy home.